This is Dr. Veronica Moorhead, reporting for whomever is still out there releasing what findings we have on the aphrodisia virus from our, examinations of Patient Zero. So far as we can tell, Patient Zero was a woman from Dalarna County in Sweden. We believe she contracted a virus from wild rabbits while out on a camping trip. In rabbits, the virus induces insatiable sexual urges in the females who develop a greater urge to mate with males the farther from their home territory they travel, and also with females, thus allowing the virus to spread into new populations faster. Infected females produce enormous amounts of sexual pheromones, inducing, only fleetingly, resistance from any potential mates. From what little has been pieced together, she initially presented with what she thought was a high fever. A day later, producing an enormous amount of sweat and vaginal lubrication, being unable to think of anything but sex and masturbating to exhaustion. The next day, she recovered sufficiently and her urges took on more, sophisticated forms. She reported always having a fascination with redheads and felt compelled to travel to Ireland. At the airport, she reported becoming enamored with the air hostesses, who were some of the only foreigners left at the airport, as travel was massively down and were conspicuous and, she reported, alluring. Despite her and all the women she infected reporting never having been attracted to other women before, she had little difficulty finding willing, very willing, partners, and had several aggressive open-mouthed kissing sessions with several of them before taking one particularly, shapely KLM stewardess into a more secluded area and, well, leaving her, in the words of Patient Zero, a quivering heap wearing nothing but her scarf and a glistening layer of sweat and vaginal lubrication on her naked form by the time she was done with her. Ah, fuck. I can just imagine. I'd make the most out of every inch of those long Dutch legs. I'd make her scream so loud it'd give everyone who heard it an orgasm by proxy. What does a sexy blonde Dutch girl say when she comes? When she forgets it all. Civilization. Everything. And just becomes a writhing animal. Sorry. The desire comes in waves. This feeding seemed to calm her down, and she boarded her plane. Though the video footage recovered from the gate shows her watching the, sexy little pocket rocket Aer Lingus air hostess like a hungry predator. Onboard cameras show her behaving herself for the first hour of the flight before the same ginger stewardess walked past her aisle seat. She only had to reach out her hand and brush her leg. We speculate there may have been a hole in her stocking. There certainly were a few when, Patient Zero was done with her. This allowed for the skin contact and led to her being momentarily stunned by the feeling like the others. The progression of the initial encounter is similar in all the cases. The stewardess jolted, seeming confused and, well, flustered, leading to her hyperventilating, inhaling the pheromones from Patient Zero, and at that point her demeanor changed, and Patient Zero knew she had her prey. She still stands a bit frozen as Zero rips her blouse open. pulls down her bra and just goes straight for the stewardess's nipples. She puts her arms back to brace and just surrenders. I've never seen a woman with such an expression of pleasure. At this point, the other two stewardesses come in. A tall blonde and a raven-haired beauty. The two other stewardesses attempt to break it up, but they too seem to have been affected by the pheromones. And the blonde one, she had a very sexy name. Eowyn, she reported hearing a male passenger exclaim in French, and that was it for her. She said she felt an uncontrollable urge, and she jumped on top of him and had sex with him, by her count, 6 times before the plane landed. It seems the pheromones produced in the bodies of the infected that mediates the principal behavior phenotype, an insatiable desire to fuck people perceived as exotic or foreign. By this point, patient zero didn't have any clothes on, and the pheromones were free to secrete into the air from her skin. And soon the whole plane was affected, laughing, making singing international love. And eventually, almost everyone swapped saliva or other bodily fluids with patient zero, infecting them all. When the plane landed in Dublin, and a convulsing orgy erupted around wherever she walked, she was taken into custody and reprimanded under our care, where we were able to interrogate and examine her. Unfortunately, she did infect my post-grad students. I managed to isolate them and myself, but I, too, am showing increasing signs of infection as, well, you may have been able to gather by this point. Unfortunately, 2 of my Irish lab techs, Shauna and Iane, are trapped with one another, and Alessio, and they have been having the world's most intense threesome, which would probably anger Iane's boyfriend Michael. Except he is having a tour de France of the last member of my lab, Morgan, in the room that we keep the ice bath to cool reagents in. And they've been having a lot of fun with the ice. Oh, fuck. I don't care anymore. Oh, you should have seen it, though. The airport. All those people of every race, ethnicity, and nationality screwing each other's brains out. Oh, I think that's how the UN should be. Just get a load of sexy young things from all over the world in one room and just release the pheromones. Fuck, I can't control it anymore. I'm going to open the door to the room with the girls and Alessio. I want to know what it's like when Irish tongues are probing. And see if I can't beat the girl's record for most times having Alessio come inside you. I want to be like them. I just want to be an animal in heat. See you all real soon.